Self-testing for COVID is the topic of this Health Matters. From the 7th of April, self-testing kits have been available in pharmacies across Switzerland, and each person is entitled to 5 kits free of charge every 30 days, with the pharmacy directly billing your health insurer, who will cover the costs. Just to clarify, these self-tests are a type of antigen test that you can perform on yourself by taking a nose swab. There are full instructions that come with the tests, and the results are available within 15 to 20 minutes. The idea is that these self-tests can help to determine if you're contagious at the time the test is carried out. But they're not as reliable as the other two types of tests available, PCR tests and rapid antigen tests. False negatives are more likely with these self-tests. Because of this, it's extremely important that self-tests are not used if you have COVID symptoms, if you've had contact with someone who's tested positive, if you're in quarantine, if you're planning to spend time with someone who's at a higher risk of developing complications if they contract COVID, or if you need a negative test result to enter Switzerland. In these cases, PCR or rapid antigen tests should be carried out through your doctor or in a pharmacy or testing centre. Importantly, even if you have a negative self-test, it doesn't mean that you can stop the important hygiene measures such as hand washing, keeping your distance, and mask wearing if distancing isn't possible. Again, this is because of the higher possibility of false negatives. Essentially, the idea behind the use of these self-tests is really to provide or add an extra layer of protection in addition to the hygiene and social distancing rules. The Federal Office of Public Health is recommending that self-tests are carried out before a planned event or meeting, such as an outdoor barbecue or a training session in a sports club for young people. There's an excellent video in English on the Federal Office of Public Health website explaining exactly how to carry out a self-test. So I do recommend that you take a look at that, and we'll make the link available on the WRS website. And remember, COVID symptoms, self-testing is not recommended. Catch this podcast again at worldradio.ch/healthmatters. My name is Dr. Michelle Wright. Thank you for listening.